WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter,
boom!
7:31 this morning. We are talking about the world's greatest flavor combinations.
I was trying to put that together last night. It wasn't happening.
I don't know why I'm doing this to my, because I haven't had breakfast yet. I'm starving. Mm-hmm. And this is just going to make my mouth water. Mm-hmm. It's going to make my mouth
Can
water.
Can I just kick it off with one?
Yeah, what do you got?
It's peanut butter and jelly. There's something amazing about it.
There is.
You know what? I don't have a lot of them. And every time I have one, I'm like, damn, dude.
See, now I'm gonna upgrade your PB&J.
With?
Your basic PB&J.
With butter?
Butter.
You got to put butter on it.
All right,
so you're
folks,
right. You're absolutely right.
We're kicking it. We're almost swinging for the fence on the first try. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do. Next time you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right, I want you to put butter down first.
Regular butter. Regular butter.
Put that on the bread, then put peanut butter down, then the jelly, and if you really want to amp it up, put butter on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to change your friggin' life.
It really is good. My grandma used to do it all the time. Like, what is this extra taste? Oh.
It's butter.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Putting, you know, just more delicious fattening stuff on there.
Yeah.
All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. The greatest flavor combinations in the world. We want to hear yours and maybe give you some new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting hungry. Give me some lunch ideas.
Yeah, give me some flavor combinations for our lunch. We'll be back right now. Ooh, AC/DC.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Rock 107 WIRX. 7:38. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. This morning, though, we're talking about the world's greatest flavor combinations.
I feel like we should have smoked one before we talked about this.
Oh, man.
This is a stoner topic.
I tell you what, though, when you're high, though, it doesn't count. You got to be sober.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you're high,
it's cheating.
It's cheating. Everything tastes great when
right.
you're high.
It's
a great, like, if most stuff you eat when you're high, if you were to eat it sober, mm-hmm. you'd be like, what did I eat last night? Same thing with being drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I will make some weird ass combinations,
oh, yeah.
and I'm just like, this is so good.
So good.
This is the greatest. All right, well, I'm going to keep mine, I'm going to kind of kick it old school, like kind of like you did.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest flavor combinations ever is, and going back to bread. Take some bread, do butter, sugar, and cinnamon.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you got to toast. You got to toast it, though.
See, I lightly toast it.
Yeah, yeah.
I lightly toast
it. You
got
to throw it in the toaster, man. There's something.
Nice light toast.
You want me to amp it up a little bit?
Amp it up, brother.
So yours was what?
So it's just, you got your piece of toast,
yeah.
right?
Yep, yep.
Butter.
Yep.
Sugar, brown sugar.
Mmm. You know what's going to amp it up a little bit?
What's that?
Honey.
Oh, damn.
Just throw a little honey on top.
Oh, damn. And you can, too, throw a little cinnamon on there. That's not bad. That kind of makes like a French toast.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's for me. Dude, I can picture myself as a young man, a child, eating that at grandma's house. Oh, and you're like, this is so good.
Give me like eight of them.
Give me eight of them.
Yeah. So do you cut the crust off?
As an adult, I don't anymore, but as a child. Get that crust out of here.
Can you cut the crust off for me, Mom?
Grandma, you don't want crust. I was a moron. Let's see. We got some great comments on Facebook here. Josh said pineapple, green olive, and jalapeno pizza. Hmm. It works. Trust me. I don't know, Josh. See,
Be careful, Josh, because people get pissed off if you put pineapple on a pizza.
See,
I personally like it.
I love. You give me a Hawaiian pizza, pineapple, and ham.
It's good.
Oh, it's so good. Alicia kept it simple. Peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah,
Hershey's
good.
Figured that out years ago. Was that old Family Guy? Did you ever see that Family Guy episode?
Where they figure out how it was made or
it
whatever.
So the cop shows up to an accident, the scene of an accident, and there's a guy, he's like, his peanut butter got on my chocolate. His chocolate got on my peanut butter. And the officer takes a bite. Mm-hmm. He shoots both the guys. Says, Officer Hershey, I have two dead in a road accident.
Yeah,
that's,
nice.
That's how it works. That's how it works. Let's see. Rich said, Poon and Tang. Well, come on, Rich. Rich is a family show.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that flavor.
Raina said nacho cheese Doritos with a melted Hershey bar on top.
Huh.
How high are you?
Yeah, seriously, man.
Hey, man.
Try this, man.
No, I get the salty and savory.
It might be good. Sometimes it's surprising. They're both fantastic by themselves.
You know what we should do on tomorrow's show? We should try some of these weirder ones.
We should.
Ones.
That's a good idea. Mm.
Or maybe make an intern try them, because I don't want to.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
I don't know. Ham and pineapple. Alyssa said that. Obviously, that's a good one. Alexa said cheese and potatoes.
Cheese.
And potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now, you can do that. So many. You can do cheesy potatoes. You can have hash browns with cheese. I always get cheese on my hash
browns.
What's
that, like the potatoes au gratin or something? What was it called?
Au grout or whatever. Okay. Anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We still got plenty more. Feel free to comment or give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. There's some weird ones on here that I want to go over that...
Oh, that's my stomach.
So I was like, what the hell is
God,
that?
God, I'm hungry.
More of Brock with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 750 925 WIRX 925 9479. Comment on Facebook. Greatest flavor combinations. You know what's a great one? Hunter with a side of Hunter.
That's oh, funny.
Don't make it weird. We got some comments on Facebook. We got some interesting ones. I don't want to say weird. Interesting ones.
You know, I probably should have ate something before I came to the show.
I am hungry, because even some of these weird ones sound like pretty decent.
Right.
Leanne said dill pickles and peanut butter.
Huh. So that's kind of similar to my buddy, Moscadelli. What's up, kid? Just texted me. He's like, it's called a snickle.
Snickle, and it's a Snicker.
It's a Snicker bar inside of a hollowed out pickle.
Dill pickle. Yeah. Is it a dill pickle? Does it matter if it's dill sweet? And
it's got to be a big old pickle. Though.
That is a big pickle. Yeah. Or unless you get the fun size candy bars, you can do that. And again, I understand the whole sweet and savory, but
it's got to be a line somewhere, right?
Austin said beer and anything. Amen to that, brother. Carly Ann, she said buffalo sauce and ranch. That is one of the greatest.
It's a good combo.
Like you do like the Frank's hot and ranch. I can put that on anything.
It's pretty good.
On anything.
I think I discovered that by accident with the eating some wings.
Yeah?
One day. Get the little ranch dip for your celery, but then you got the buffalo sauce on your wing.
Change your life. Let's try.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Let's see. Chris, garbage man, says ranch with most everything. Chris, are you a ranch drinker? Do you just drink it right out of the tube?
Don't they sell kegs of it now?
They do. You can get a pony keg,
a ranch.
That's what we should get Chris for his birthday. let's see. Kathy said rum and coke. Kathy, you're an alcoholic.
Got a problem.
You have a problem. William said Jack and Coke. William, you and Kathy are alcoholics.
Are you a Jack and Coke guy or a rum and coke?
It's rum and coke.
Yeah.
I like rum. A nice spiced rum.
Me too.
Not clear rum. Clear rum, blech. But
yeah,
spiced
rum. Gross.
Well, clear rum is okay with like pineapple or something like that. Yeah. You know, you get that like pineapple rum. That's not bad. Trev said tomato and jalapeno pizza. Like sliced tomatoes or just tomato sauce?
Tomato and jalapeno pizza, is that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
That's kind of weird. Isn't that kind of like a flatbread?
Maybe. I guess you can have it a flatbread. I don't know. Mark said apples and hard salami.
Huh.
What?
That's weird.
Apple. What kind of apple? Green apple? Red apple?
You got to go with the Honeycrisp, man.
Talk about a Granny Smith or a Washington. Well, come on now. You got to be more specific.
You ever had a Honeycrisp?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're fantastic.
They're the best one.
Delicious.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. The world's greatest flavor combinations.
Let me go eat something, man.
No, I'm hungry.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Flavor combinations. The greatest in the world is what we're talking about this morning. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. You know what's a great flavor combination?
What's that?
Brock and Hunter.
Oh, that's a great combination.
Kind of salty.
Oh, God.
I ruined it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's some great flavor combinations? WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Larry.
Another old school one that my stepfather got me into eating was... peanut butter, mayonnaise, and lettuce sandwiches.
Peanut butter, mayo, and lettuce.
That's weird, yep. Man. That's weird.
It is weird.
So how many dead bodies do you have in your closet? Because only a psycho would eat that.
Yeah, and then what else would you eat? Would you put water in your cereal, you psycho?
No, I did try 7-Up and Fruit Loops when I was a kid.
Larry.
Damn it, Larry.
It was horrible.
Well, you know, I actually have, all kidding aside, I have heard of people with the mayo and peanut butter mixture.
Cool.
Weird.
Something to it. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I only found out about a couple years ago, but I guess it's all over 100 years old, a classic Verner's and vanilla ice cream.
Verner's and vanilla ice cream, huh? What about root?
Boston Cooler.
Would you run out of root beer or what?
No. Try it. It'll blow your mind.
I might add some Verner's and vanilla ice cream. All right. We'll give it a shot, man.
Give it a shot.
It's called a Boston Cooler.
I like it. All right. We're going to try a Boston Cooler. Thanks for the call, man.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
Doesn't sound half bad.
No, it doesn't.
I'm not the biggest fan of Verner's, though.
No?
Yeah.
What about vanilla ice cream?
Yeah.
You like that?
Of course. What do you like, vanilla or chocolate better?
Vanilla.
Yeah, me too.
Vanilla. All right, let's take another phone call. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I was going to say, for a combination, I don't know if you guys have ever done the Taco Bell cinnamon twist with a side of nacho cheese.
Oh, really?
What?
Absolutely phenomenal.
Really?
If you think about it, Taco Bell makes, like, all their stuff to kind of just mesh into each other anyway.
Exactly.
So the cinnamon twists with the nacho cheese. I may have to try that.
I'm going
to
try that for sure.
All right.
You guys need to.
All right, you stoner. Thanks for the call, man.
Take care.
Bye. You're
absolutely right on that, though. It's made to all go together.
Just all go together. Yeah. When you think about it, at the end of a Taco Bell smash session, mm-hmm. everything's all over. It's all mixed together. Mm-hmm. But I bet you that happened on accident.
Yep.
I bet you some of the cinnamon twist fell into the cheese. You're like, well, I got to eat it.
Either that or they just gave him a cheese cup and not the chips. Oh. You know, and then he had some cinnamon twist too as well. And he's like, let's try.
He went.
Right.
Hey, pass me that nacho cheese and cinnamon twist, man. I got a great idea. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Rock one.